Welcome back to the Donna and Marley Show on My Talk 107.1, where we are so dope, bruh. Thank you.
Nice, Donna.
Thank you.
Sounding really good over there.
You didn't want to say cool, did you? Because cool isn't cool anymore.
I know.
We were running down a list of words that you might want to taper. Words that were once cool are no longer cool, including the word cool.
Yes, we're trying to find out what the words are now that mean cool. And we already had fire, we had dope, we had lit.
He's a rock if he's dumb.
Yeah, so new words. We've got some calls on the line. And if you still want to give us a shout, 651-641-1071. Jenna, what words do you want to let us know about?
The words that I have, I watch some YouTubers in L.A., and they have savage and yeet, Y-E-E-T.
What does yeet mean?
Well, I think it's just like a form of like excitement. When somebody's like excited, they're just like, yeet.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm in my 30s, so clearly I'm not.
No, I think you're right.
Okay, how do we use savage in it? Like, that's so savage.
Like, a person is savage.
Like, does that mean cool, or does that mean, like, a loser?
No, I think it means, like, a good thing. Like, they did something, like, I don't know how to describe it.
All right, I have it in a sentence here, Tina. Okay, here's how I see it. Did you see the gif of Leonardo DiCaprio rolling his eyes at Lady Gaga? Savage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like petty.
Or like you'll say, no, not petty.
Oh, that's what it says here.
I mean, it's kind of like it's a ridiculous thing to do, like really bold almost.
Okay.
You could also say he's such a savage, or if he does something like if he wore his clothes that he wore out the night before and he wore them to work the next day.
Okay.
Like savage. And you'd say like savage move or something like that.
Okay. Got it. Also sus. We had talked about that once before. Sus is a big one.
Oh, for like, cool?
No. Like this frat bathroom is so sus. Sarah, do you know what that means?
I've never heard it.
Okay. It's suspect.
Oh, suspect.
Yeah,
oh.
That's so sus. Like, everybody's abbreviating everything. So annoying. Cancel is another one. Okay, so we've got a couple of other calls on hold.
It's so totes and noise when people's abbreviate things.
That's really good, Mar.
Thanks. All right, we've got a call on the line. Hey there, what's your name and what word did you want to tell us about?
My name's Kelly. I'm calling because, Marley, when you were talking about dank.
Yeah.
That I've definitely heard of, but that's more for like extracurricular activities.
It's more for what?
It's more for like pot smoking.
Oh,
pot smoking.
Got it. All right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Good to know.
Thank you.
Actually, you know what? One that that just occurred to me is extra. Yeah, like she'll be like, she's so extra, which is like a little over the top.
Yeah, that's used a lot right now.
Yeah.
I feel like we're like down to like caveman drawings right now. Like everything is like so simplified.
I mean, it's just different words though, as there always are.
She's so extra. I mean, really?
What? It's the same as any sort of new trend of saying cooler. It's just like rad or anything like that.
How about woke?
Yeah, they say that for like someone who's really aware, you know?
Okay, like so really more. Aware. You know more than you know a lot more.
All right, we've got another call on the line. Hey there, what's your name and what new word did you want to tell us about? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
No prob.
Okay, I'm an older lady and my daughter, she's got to be about in her 30s. She lives outside of Ann Arbor and they use the words, which I love, janky and hoopty.
Okay, so can you tell us what they mean?
Well, to me, janky is like, you know, something that's messed up, that's cheap, it's broke down, it's all janky. And then hoopty is just a beat up old car.
Yeah.
Detroit way.
Hoopty, like jalopy.
Yeah.
Okay, a beat up old car. It's a hoopty.
And janky is kind of like ratchet, too.
People's like broke down or
just like cheap and bad.
Oh, that's so janky. Did you see her new shoes? So janky.
I don't know if you'd call shoes janky.
Damn it. Damn, Gina.
There you go, Donna.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
Thanks a lot.
It's still in style.
All right.
Let's see. We've got Julie on the line.
Hi, girl.
Hey.
What did I like you... the word basic.
Sure. Basic's fun.
So basic.
Basic biatch.
Yep.
Yes.
Thanks, girl. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Okay, we'll just wrap up with this email from Brecken. Besides the fact that I have the most millennial name ever, yes, you do, Brecken, I feel like I know a little bit about cool words. Mostly yes. Anything you say can be funny or perceived as cool if you say the right things ironically. For example, I might say something is rad or radical. As long as you can tell I'm being facetious, then it's still funny. Right, like if you say that's groovy. Bottom line, say whatever the heck you want. You ladies are mint. Thanks, Brecken. Okay, I appreciate that. Okay, we can post this list too if you want.
I also kind of feel like that's also the most millennial thing is like there are no words for cool. Like, to each their own, any word can be cool.
Just do it ironically.
Just be free, like, with that.
Absolutely. I saw that Taylor Swift was actually on the list for being credited for using the word narrative, which is very overused these days, actually.
Why?
Just people use it so much.
What is anyone using narrative for?
Well, that's a narrative I didn't ask to be a part of.
Oh.
So okay. That's kind of started a trend with like teenagers now using that word quite a bit.
That's a hilarious word to have be in style. It's like dope, dank, savage, narrative.
Right. You know? I know, exactly. speaking of Taylor.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, actually, this is a narrative I like. This write-up on Celeb Bitchy about Taylor Swift and Joe Alwyn. So they're dating. We know this. Taylor Swift is leaking all of her news for us now because she's making a comeback. But they're basically saying that their parents are not thrilled about this romance. And I have to say, I love this part of this story because it says, Taylor will be 27 this December. And it does feel like maybe she should ease up on the family introductions until she knows this is going to last more than a few months. Anyway, the trip to Nashville was successful, according to People magazine, mostly because Taylor's happy and no one even bothers to ask how Joe feels.
Well, you know, I can get, I am totally down with where their parents are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And Taylor's really tight with her mom.
Yeah.
Really tight with her. So it's going to be hard to like be dating a guy and not have your mom be interested or want to introduce him.
Well, it's kind of interesting why they say the parents aren't super into this. So on Taylor's side of things, they say Taylor's mom has seen her get burned so many times. It never stops being painful. Andrea will always be a shoulder to cry on, but she's just hoping this one isn't a lot of drama. And then Joe's mom is a psychotherapist and basically thinks that Joe's probably not ready for that level of fame of dating someone as big as Taylor Swift. So dating her comes with a lot of attention. She doesn't think he's ready for it. Joe's folks are afraid Taylor's going to swallow him whole.
Ew. Wow. That's heavy. And Joe, keep in mind, he still, you know, got his childhood bedroom in mom's house that he's living in with the choo-choo train blocks, the letters of his name spelling out Joe.
Yeah. So, he's still got dinosaur bedding.
Right.
Yeah.
He hasn't lived as much as Taylor has lived thus far.
Thus.
I'm going to try to make that a trend. And then the other thing is they live in different countries.
Mm-hmm.
He's also just starting his career and it's really starting to take off. He's getting these really great roles. He's getting really great recognition. So
you know what, I think that's good for Taylor though, almost, to be dating someone that is, that I don't know, understands the business but on one side of things isn't as famous and is still as down to earth.
You know what, I have two words for you.
What?
Tom Hiddleston.
What about
I mean,
him?
How did that work out? That didn't, it, I don't
he
think
was
it matters.
He was pretty famous, though. He was still pretty famous. He was more famous than this kid is.
Calvin Harris. I mean,
he was very famous. Very famous.
So you think she needs to be with an up-and-comer?
No, I'm just saying this could be kind of nice and a nice change of pace because he's not quite in that world yet. He's not in the fast circles. He is. He's sleeping in his race car bed at home.
Yeah, let's start here. How about you get a place of your own? Maybe get yourself a nice flat, a one bedroom.
I like how cool we're trying to be now.
I know. I'm just trying to follow Taylor's narrative. So, yeah, I don't know if I believe that. And you're right about the leaking of the stories now.
I believe that the parents aren't super psyched, though. But I kind of also think, like, sorry, Mom, I don't know. Your daughter's just that famous. And she doesn't seem to be that good at maybe choosing men, or at least always getting dumped by them.
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe she's just a stage five clinger. We don't know.
I think Tay-Tay is very dramatic, regardless of how any of these things end. Yeah. I think whether it's dramatic or not,
sure,
in the actual dealings, I think the aftermath is always dramatic.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. I think she's just an emotional person. So we'll see how that goes. I've got to tell you about Twin Peaks. I watched the latest episode. I will have a 90-second Twin Peaks recap for y'all.
Mm-hmm. We're all going to get caught up. No, we're not.
You're going to get caught up and you're going to get a little confused.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next when we hit the couch on My Talk 107.1. To the Donna and Marley Show on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. Let's hit the couch.
I like to sit on the couch and watch TV.
Time to talk TV with Donna and Marley. Get their take on what to binge watch and what to delete. So get on the couch.
All right,
Donna,
so
it's time.
I got caught up with Twin Peaks last night.
Okay, so this is something new we're going to do. Donna watches Twin Peaks. It makes no sense. So then she's going to give us a review.
Even if you don't watch the show.
Yeah.
No, hopefully you'll appreciate
this. I think it's more fun that way, too.
All right.
Okay, so.
You ready?
Yes. Here we go. Donna, you can begin when the ticker starts. Okay.
Okay.
Oops. Oh, here we go.
All right. So it starts with Cherry, who's lost in the woods, and he calls his brother Ben on the phone and yells, "I think I'm high." So cut to Deputy Hawk, who finds the missing pages from Laura's diary inside a door of a bathroom stall thanks to the log lady. Things start to get really weird when an FBI lady comes to town and detectives show her that headless body that brings her to some crazy realization. Okay? Put a pin in that. Meanwhile, Gordon and Albert convince Diane, who appears to be a prostitute for some reason, to see Cooper in federal prison in Iowa. So she does that. It upsets her because Cooper is basically an evil robot at this point. She leaves. Cooper tells a guard he needs to talk to the warden about a strawberry. He meets with the warden, says something about a dog leg and then three dogs' legs, convinces the warden to get him a car and set him free at 1 a.m. Now cut to Dougie Jones, who appears to have had a lobotomy of some sort, but nobody seems to acknowledge it either. So then he and his wife are about to get shot by a bald little person, but they completely take him out, which I loved. But then a little bald tree-like creature appears and says, "He's the handoff." Before you know it, Ashley Judd, for some reason, appears out of nowhere as Beverly, whoever that is, who works for Ben. She's hearing a strange humming noise constantly. So she leaves, goes home to her husband, who appears to be very ill. And then we sit through a 3.5-minute scene of a guy sweeping the floor of a bar. I'm not kidding. 3.5 minutes. Seriously. I'm not done. Cooper leaves prison with that thug who hit the kid last week. And then we end the show at the diner where a guy sticks his head in the door and yells, "Has anybody seen Billy?" You're up to date.
Thank you.
I am very confused.
I have just a couple takeaways from that.
Okay.
Someone needed to talk to someone about a strawberry.
Yep. Yep.
Dougie Jones.
Yep.
A bald-headed little person?
Yes.
Needed to shoot someone?
He's shooting a lot of people and stabbing them.
And then also Ashley Judd showed up.
Yeah. And like,
that's
watching this and I'm going, And that's Ashley Judd. Who is she supposed to be? Like, don't be bringing in new characters now. I don't know who you are.
That's all you need to know, Donna. It makes complete sense.
It's very strange. Then something about a dog's leg and three dogs and then the log lady and
let's
the
work
robot
on,
and the lobotomy guy.
I think we're going to still have to cut that down a lot. But
you think I should just give code words? Log lady, strawberry, three legs, because that will take a whole minute.
All right. Well, now everyone, you're caught up on Twin Peaks.
You are welcome.
Thank you.
And I just want to mention also that Fargo is starting to make more sense to me.
Okay.
I watched the last episode of Fargo and I absolutely loved it.
Oh, nice.
Loved it. And if you didn't catch up, I will just say that the things are starting to come together.
Okay.
They're starting to just gel. Like, if you watch the very first episode of Fargo, something weird is happening in the beginning where it's like this little alien guy.
Do you mean the first episode of this season?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So in the first episode, they show like this little cartoon of just like stick people, basically. And it's a Martian of some sort. I will just tell you that we find out what that was about in this episode. And it's very moving. And it's a really, really nice scene between the lady cop, whose name I can't remember right now because I'm all wrapped up in Twin Peaks. But there's a really nice scene between the two female police officers that I loved.
All right. Yeah, okay. So it's like a loving type of a situation
right
now?
It's not a loving. It's just a warm moment because there's a tender moment where this cop just, she really wants to solve this case.
Yeah.
And she keeps getting sidetracked by other people who aren't as smart as she is, which is usually what happens in these Fargo episodes. Like the female cop is like,
yeah,
I love that.
Okay.
And she just has a moment where she was frustrated and you learn a little bit about her life. And I appreciated knowing that about her life. So
cool.
There you go. Now, you know when, while we're here on the couch, This Is Us is going to be returning.
Yeah, just to mention for people if they want to mark it on their calendar, some of those, some of the fall TV return dates were announced yesterday. This Is Us is going to be coming back on September 26th, if you want to write that down.
Okay, write this down too, because the TV Critics Association announced its nominations for their TCA Awards. The winners are going to be announced on August 5th. But a lot of the shows that we're talking about are being nominated. Everything from like This Is Us to Fargo to Big Little Lies, Feud with Bette and Joan, The Handmaid's Tale. That's a first for Hulu. So people are talking about that.
Cool.
Master of None, Aziz is nominated. Hmm. So these are really cool shows like Better Things on FX, Pamela Adlon. Of course, like I said, Donald Glover.
Yeah.
There's that show Fleabag on Amazon that's nominated. So a whole bunch of stuff. The Keepers. So we'll keep you posted on those. But it's really nice that there being these streaming services. And, you know, some of the premium channels are being recognized along with This Is Us. So,
yeah.
Very, very, very good. It'll and this is like the kickoff to probably what's to come with all the other award shows coming up early next year and whatnot. So for this 2016-2017 season. Thank you. Whew, I'm exhausted. How about you?
Yeah.
All right. We're gonna get funky when we come back as we hit Funky Town and talk music news on My Talk 107.1.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
I have to apologize. The first runner-up is Columbia.
Entertainment.
I don't wanna know who's taking you home. I'm loving you so the way I used to love you. No, I don't wanna know who's taking you home. I'm loving you so the way I used to love you. Oh, I don't wanna know. And every time I go out, yeah, I hear it from this one, hear it from that one, that you got someone new.
Your Channel 5 Eyewitness News Weather Report is brought to you today by AAA Movers. Today, morning showers, then decreasing clouds, becoming mostly sunny. A high of 77, a low of 58. Tomorrow, a high of 81 and a low of 62. And it's currently here at My Talk, partly sunny and 65.
Welcome back to the Donna and Marley Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment, everything music.
Let's talk about music.
This is where Donna and Marley talk new releases and music news in a place called Funky Town. Don't you take me to
Okay, so we're learning today that Katy Perry did the demo for one of Britney Spears' songs.
Yes.
The song is Passenger. It was from her Britney Jean album. And Katy Perry and Sia wrote this, but it seems that Katy Perry actually demoed it. And this was back in 2013. Again, Britney Jean's, that album was 2013. But then they passed it on to Britney, thinking that this this would be a better song for her. Otherwise, it may have ended up on Katy Perry's Prism album, along with Roar and Dark Horse. But so we have the demo that Katy Perry did and also Britney Spears' version, which I actually like better than the Katy Perry version. So here is the Katy Perry demo.
I could hand over the keys.
He's Mafia.
Okay, so there's like Katy.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's not like it was a big hit for Britney either.
Yeah.
Here's Britney's version.
Okay.
There was a time without trust. There was a time without love. But it took you to show me I could hand over the keys. Oh, I'll let you lead the way now. Cause I want you to take the wheel. I've never been a passenger though. I never knew how good it would feel. The road will twist and turn, but
I like Britney's better too.
I do too. It might be just that it's more mastered though, that it's more mixed.
Oh, maybe. I just like the way her voice sounds on it.
Me too. It's more blended.
Yeah, and she's got such a distinctive voice. Otherwise, it could have just been just another old Katy Perry song that gets lost in the mix.
I know. That said, I think this is kind of a Britney Spears song that got lost in the mix.
Maybe the song's just not good enough is what it comes down to.
Yeah, yeah. I think I would have maybe taken a stab at it with Sia to see if it actually could have broken through or something like that. Because it was Katy Perry and Sia that wrote this, which is also interesting because we've heard of Sia talk about having written with Katy Perry.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it was such an interesting experience and that it was really hard.
Really?
Because they wrote from such different places.
Oh, that's got to be hard.
Yeah, like Sia really just sits and gets struck by a lyric or a vibe or a
idea
tune or something like that. And I think Katy Perry was much more
structured.
Yeah, or measured, or like it didn't come from a feeling or something like that. It came from, I don't know, something else.
Sure.
Yeah.
That could be a problem.
Anyway, maybe that's why the song's not that good.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know. I give the song 2 gears. I'd listen to it maybe if it came on, but I'm never going to look for it and put that on.
You're going to?
Yeah.
I got to be honest.
1 out of 5 Garys.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah.
There's nothing to it. It's background music.
I know. I kind of like the lyrics, but yeah. It's,
yeah,
it doesn't
I agree
cut
with you.
Through. Yeah.
I almost feel like that needs to be a love song.
Yeah, or dumb it down, I think, and do it acoustically or something. Then it might be able to break through.
Sure.
I don't know. Hopefully Ed Sheeran rips that one off. Because then it'll be a hit.
I love Ed.
I know. We love Ed. He just gets sued a lot for stealing music.
That would have been a hit for Ed prior to the lawsuit.
You know what's funny, Donna? I was actually just talking to, the friend of mine, actually a family member of mine, but who works in the music business and who was saying that Ed Sheeran, did I already tell you this?
I don't know.
Ed Sheeran is the most profitable artist that's out there right now.
No.
Because of how much money he makes compared to the cost of his performances. Like, he travels with one truck to his shows because he has a guitar, he has the pedals, and he's got maybe a stage.
Maybe a keyboard.
And that's all. You know, he doesn't bring dancers. He doesn't have lights. I mean, Ed Sheeran is the most self-sufficient musician out there. And he is, my cousin told me, he is printing money.
I was going to say, he's a perfect example of how the rich live. You know, people, the secrets of the rich are, it's so easy. Live beyond your means. And you will
live
remain
within your means.
Within, I'm sorry, yes, yeah. Below is what I meant, not yeah, beyond. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Live below your means.
Yeah.
That's it. And if you do that, you're going to make money. If you don't have a big staff, you're going to make money. But I also think that some of the female pop artists, there's a lot more almost expected of you as a female artist with change of clothes and dancers. You're right. And the light shows.
I think it just depends on what kind of artist you are.
Sure.
Because I think Ed Sheeran is just a self-sufficient kind of acoustic guy, but he's just that talented as well.
And he can do everything himself.
Yeah. Because, you know, Justin Bieber, I don't know that it's, you know, Justin Bieber is traveling, for example, with, you know, 30 trucks or 17 trucks to every one of his shows.
Yes.
Because he's got the dancers and the lights and the stage. And, you know, Justin Bieber probably could take more of an Ed Sheeran route. It definitely is in part about just saving money.
Right.
But I think it's also about just, you know, kind of what you need in addition to whatever talent you're bringing to the show to make yourself as appealing as everyone. And Ed Sheeran just doesn't need a lot.
Yeah.
Because he's just bringing the entire show as himself.
Which is a beautiful thing.
I know. It's incredible.
He's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, if you could sell out stadiums like that.
Oh, yeah. And he does.
He's impressive. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like selling out Wembley. I mean, that's a big deal. And if you don't need that much stuff, you're making bank.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, very cool. Okay, so wait. We have one more song, actually, from Katy Perry. So this song dropped a couple days ago, and do you remember that Calvin Harris was working with Katy Perry, and we all kind of went, oh no, they're going to write a diss song about Taylor Swift?
Yes.
That doesn't seem to be the case, actually. It seems that they wrote this song called Feels, along with Pharrell Williams. Big Sean is on it, too, and I guess it's not really a diss track. It's more along the lines of kind of a song where you can't help but admit that you have feelings for someone that you're close to and you fall for. So again, here it is. It's called Feels.
I'm not loving that.
2 out of 5 Garys.
I don't love it either. It feels a little try hard. Feels like it's trying to do everything that all songs are trying to do right now, but it's just not good. Yeah, I'll give it a 1.
1 out of 5 Garys.
Well, yeah, okay, I agree with you on that. I think it sounds like a merry-go-round that is reggae. It's a reggae merry-go-round.
Yeah.
Can you just play the beginning again? Just the beat? Just...
All right.
Okay. Listen to the reggae merry-go-round.
Shoot, I just left it.
Oh, man.
Hold on. Here we go.
Okay. Here we go. Here comes the reggae merry-go-round. Like, everything's that beachy thing. Like, not everybody has to put out a beach song.
I know, but it's not good because some of the other beachy ones are good. The new Justin Bieber song, The One.
Sure.
And also Slide by Frank Ocean is really good.
I feel like I'm on the horsey right now. I'm holding on to the pole.
This is our new way of rating stuff. In addition to the Gary scale, we just free associate. Mm-hmm. We're like merry-go-round, pineapple flotation device, croutons.
It's just a throwaway song to me. Watch, you know, that'll end up being the song of the summer.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it came out 6 days ago, and I haven't heard a single thing about it. But I did want to listen to it just because of the Katy Perry, Calvin Harris thing.
Yes.
You know what the other thing is?
What's that, Marley?
I don't remember. We'll come back to it.
Okay. We should take bets on what was Marley going to say right there.
Your guess is as good as mine.
I know. So the other thing that I wanted to point out was nothing. Okay. On that note, we're going to get tipsy.
Was the fact that I wanted to point something out. That's all.
Hey, dads with dad bods, don't worry about it. You're just fine.
I just remembered. Should I tell you when we come back?
Yeah. Okay. I'm dying to know if you want to find out what Marley's going to say. We're going to get tipsy up next on My Talk 107.1. To the Donna and Marley Show on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Appreciate you listening. We're going to be useful. We've got some info that you might enjoy.
Time for a tip.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
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 All right, Mar, what was it you were going to say that you forgot mid-sentence before we went to that break?
I feel like that doesn't happen to us very often.
If you're doing 12 segments, 10-minute segments, yeah, talking for 3 hours straight, 5 days a week, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often.
I know, me too. But in any case, okay, I forgot what I was saying, but I remembered. And what I wanted to say is that I think Katy Perry's promotion for this album has hurt her. This Witness album, because there's so much going on around Katy Perry right now. When I think of her, I don't think of the actual album and the songs and the music and actually listening to them in an engaged way.
Yeah.
And I sat and listened to them yesterday because every once in a while I get in this YouTube hole where I just watch all this choreography of people dancing and they're so amazing. And they do it to all the hits, basically. But they have ones to the Katy Perry songs. And so I'm watching these people dance, which is amazing. But I ended up feeling like, whoa, these songs are really good. If you actually are listening to them in kind of a really just engaged way, sitting down and just listening to the music, yeah, and not thinking about all the other crap that she's putting out there.
I like the first three songs that she put out.
I
thought they were all catchy and fun and, yeah, poppy.
I know. I really don't know why they're not the bangers that she usually has.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
I think you're saying is one of those seven reasons that her album was a flop.
Yes.
That we had last week.
Too much distracting promotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Too bad. So there's our tip for Katy Perry. Slow down on the promotion.
Yeah. Pull a Beyonce and just drop it out of nowhere next time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are going to get tipsy right now because this is for guys. Apparently, you need to lose the cargo pants if you want to be successful with the ladies.
Yeah.
And the cargo shorts, too.
Yes.
So according to a recent survey by the dating app Hater, which matches people with who hate the same things that you do.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
It is. Guys who love cargo shorts are the least likely men on the site to get a date.
Donna, let's get you on Hater. Let's get you on there. What would you put on there?
I don't know what I hate. I hate haters.
Butter.
I don't hate butter. I love it. I just don't eat it.
Haters. You can hate haters.
Okay. Trolls, internet trolls.
Oh.
Don't like them very much.
That's a good one.
All right. I'll try to compile a list.
Okay.
Okay. Some other things to avoid wearing, guys. According to this site, okay, just take it with a grain of salt. Flip-flops, sandals, backwards baseball caps, and muscle shirts or tank tops.
I'm okay with all of those.
I agree with all of those. Every one of them.
I like all of them.
And it's not changed with age. It's always been that way. I mean, I'm not going to be like, oh, I can't date you because you're wearing that. I mean, that's so shallow.
A man tank, it can be really nice. I think it can be a really nice piece.
Under a shirt, yes.
No, just out, you know,
you show
out
me
there.
An example, Marley, of okay. a really cool tank top.
Oh, I will. You know, I was outside the Iron Maiden concert last weekend.
What?
Lots of cutoff man tanks down there.
Why?
Do you know what the go-to outfit for the Iron Maiden concert is? Cutoff black tee, Iron Maiden, with that, you know, it's an Iron Maiden band shirt.
Yep.
Camo cargo shorts. Long hair. It's like a haiku.
Okay, you can't say I was outside the Iron Maiden concert last week and not elaborate.
Well, so it was at the XL Energy Center, and I was down there hanging out because I live down there. And so I was eating a sausage, you know, at the sausage house that I go to, New Bohemia, where I ate the really spicy one. But I ate a normal one this time. But anyways, everyone hangs out there before the concert. Okay. And so it was like Iron Maiden Central. And then I'm in there in a crop top and like pigtails. And they're like, she's not going to the concert.
Oh, my gosh, Marley.
But I couldn't believe how uniform it was. I mean, everyone. Cut off black t-shirt, camo cargo shorts.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. Please tell me you weren't alone.
I wasn't. I was with someone, and they were in seersucker pants, and they were also commented on.
Wow. He's not going to the concert either.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, let's get back to the uniform comment you just made in a second. But if you were wondering, the most popular men on the hater site,
yeah,
like Pabst Blue Ribbon and V-neck sweaters.
They like those things?
Yep, those are the most popular men.
Oh, so you say your loves and your hates.
I guess so.
Okay.
Yes.
Huh. Cool.
So they like Pabst and V-necks.
All right. Cool. I'm down with it.
There you are. Now, uniforms. We've got news because this is right up your alley.
I know. It totally is. And this is perfect. The uniform, they have now taken a survey. And I'm a big believer in the work uniform. So you can just wear the same thing every single day. And they say, according to a new survey, almost half of us would do this. 48% of people say they'd rather wear a uniform to work every day so they don't have to pick an outfit out.
Agreed. That is the most time-consuming thing of every one of my mornings.
I know, and they say obviously some people do this already. But yeah, people should really do this.
So you, like, I would be perfectly happy having to wear a smock to work every day. I don't care.
I would too. We should just start wearing onesie. You know, onesie like the guys at the car wash wear or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or at the oil change place.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are cute. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Marley is a true believer that, okay, so you're wearing
actually
a uniform
perfect
today.
I'm wearing straight up work uniform today.
A plain button down blouse and jeans.
Yeah.
That's it every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah. If it takes me more than 2 seconds to think about what I'm going to wear that day, I do allow myself maybe 2 seconds, like if I already had an outfit in mind and then it's off the work uniform. But if it takes me more than 2 seconds to think about what I'm going to wear to work, then I go straight to the work uniform.
Because not everybody has time to plan that out the night before, but that makes getting ready in the morning so easy.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't live close to work. Like I'm a half hour away from work,
mm-hmm.
depending on the traffic. And I spend an hour getting ready before I leave. So that's kind of a pain. And I would say a half hour of that is trying to find something to wear.
Why don't you do the work uniform?
I guess I have to go out and buy like a million.
That's
tops.
What I did. I just bought 5 of the same shirt one day.
I'll do it.
Well, but you don't have to do.
Your uniform. I could do my uniform.
You could pick out your own uniform.
Okay.
You could just have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and have the same outfit for every day. I mean, I basically wear 3 shirts to work these days. No one seems to notice.
Yeah, nobody notices. Nobody cares. You're right. Just change. You can change the colors, too.
Yeah.
All right. And while we're here, Mar, that's a great idea. I just want people to know, because I did tease this, dad bods are here to stay.
Okay.
Recent study found that 70% of women are attracted to men who are 10 to 20 pounds overweight. And it also revealed that nearly half of the women surveyed consider dad bods to be the new six pack.
Yeah, women are into this.
83% of women would be proud if their husband had this physique. So you wear that loud and proud, dad bod people.
On that note, a new study also found that having the laziest weekend possible is the key to losing weight. They found that people that stayed in and caught up on sleep had lower BMIs than people that woke up and actually tried to get things done over the weekend.
Crazy.
So sleep in, sleep a lot. You'll lose weight, apparently.
Don't worry about it. And if you don't want to lose weight, then you rock that dad bod.
Yeah. Also, June is the best month to find someone for a one-night stand. Thank you.
Boy, we're just chock full of info today.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck to all of you. When we come back, these three things, celebrity things to be exact, coming up next on My Talk 107.1.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
There's always money in the banana stand.
Entertainment.